KXSF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. We begin in California, where steady rain is still falling across much of Los Angeles County, prompting flooding concerns and at least one evacuation warning. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Tina Patel is there.
With all the water on the roadway, it was hard for drivers to tell just how deep the crater was. We could see them bouncing through, probably causing damage to their cars and tires. Both Caltrans and the city of Los Angeles say they've been trying to keep up with repairs to the roads. The city says they've filled in more than 4,000 potholes in just the last week.
To Missouri, where two men have been charged with murder in the deadly shooting at last week's Kansas City Chiefs parade. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
The shooting happened when an estimated 1 million people were gathered to celebrate the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory. Shots were fired near the stage. Charging documents say there was an altercation between the suspects, who were both armed.
The prosecution of the two men comes after two juvenile suspects were separately charged. The ransomware group Lockbit, which has targeted systems in the U.S., has now been taken down. Two suspects tied to the group have been indicted on fraud-related charges, says correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Two Russian nationals are accused of being part of a ring that targeted corporate giants like Boeing, major healthcare systems, even the Washington, D.C. Police Department. Ransomware attackers use malicious software to seize control of computer networks of organizations and then demand ransom payments.
A student whose family says they were bullied is dead. It happened after Nex Benedict was allegedly attacked in their Oklahoma high school bathroom. KOTV's Reagan Ledbetter.
School leaders say they determined none of the students needed to be taken to a hospital by ambulance. Benedict's parent called police later that day from the hospital, wanting to make a report about Benedict being involved in a fight at school. Police say the student was released from the hospital that day, then was rushed back to the hospital the next day and died.
Oklahoma's governor signed a bill last year requiring public school students to use bathrooms that match the sex listed on their birth certificates. American Airlines announces loyalty points and baggage fee changes. CBS's Jennifer Clark.
You'll only be able to earn miles and loyalty points if you book with a partner of the airline. This makes them the first U.S. airline to limit miles and points to specific booking channels. And baggage fees are also going up. $35 for your first checked bag online and $40 at the gate.
Happening Wednesday, jury selection begins for the trial of the armorer on the Rust movie set in the fatal 2021 shooting by Alec Baldwin. The armorer's attorneys argue she is not to blame for the death of Helena Hutchins. No trial date has been set for Baldwin yet. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads who finish in the top 10%. The new law is part of the deal to release state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill into law Tuesday. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, including former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. She was serving on the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board. Democratic Senator Kelder Royce.
She did nothing but serve our state well and continues to do so. And yet, this body is going to reject her because of pure partisanship.
Republicans also fired Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Badgers get a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team able to pick up a win at the Kohl Center, 74-70 over Maryland. They have the rest of the week off before a road trip against Indiana next Tuesday. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play the Northwestern Wildcats this fall at Lambeau Field, according to a report. That's Saturday, October 19th. Baseball, Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says there's no signed deal yet to bring back pitcher Brandon Woodruff for 2 years. The Brewers owner reminding everyone a year ago, they said the Cardinals would win the division.
There was a team that was widely picked to win last year that finished 21 games behind us. and we finished 9 games ahead of the Cubs last year. So I appreciate the friendly competition, and we're just going to focus on what we need to do. Look, I think the division's clearly better this year.
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Expect partly cloudy skies here at the overnight, upper 20s by sunrise and light winds. On Wednesday, a mix of sunshine and high clouds with highs in the upper 40s. Plenty of clouds Wednesday night with lows in the upper 20s. Currently 26 degrees.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll bring you the Wisconsin primary results. And did you know there's Nazis in Nashville?
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. So very happy to have you along. Jane Matinair. Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and X Twitter. Coming up at 11:33, it is Pet Appreciation Day, National Pet Appreciation Day.
Across the country,
across
people.
Across the country, we're celebrating. And Katie Oilschlager from Think Positively, a dog training company here in the Waukesha area, is going to be joining us. Greg has a new puppy, six-month-old Maybell. And we'll just take, if you have questions about training or tips about training your pets, you want to text those in at 844-967-2789. Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, very busy man.
The Todd Father.
The Todd Father, traveling all over the place. The Todd Alba Show, going to be live from the Buzz of the North, WBZH, during Berkey Week, the 50th annual Berka Biner. Tune in from noon to 3 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, for additional coverage of the Berkey. We'll have live updates, too, from cable on Saturday from Gary and Big G at the Berkey during Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel from 9 to 11.
Hey, let's just take a moment here to appreciate Todd Alba.
Absolutely.
That man is doing now 3 hours a day. He's traveling all over the state.
He's filling in.
And for the next 3 days,
yes,
he's filling in for Pat Kreitlow from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yes.
I adore him. I adore him, but I want him to take a break. I need him to take a nap. Get some sleep in.
Get some rest.
Hydrate.
Yeah, get some rest.
Because
he's a very, very busy man.
He's a very busy young man. But I just, you know, we love what you do, but just please take care of yourself. Todd, we love you.
All right. We'll make sure he sees. We'll make sure he hears that. But this brings up the state of snow in northern Wisconsin, and
yes,
there just isn't any.
No.
The Berkey is adapting. They're making a smaller loop.
They're making a loop. Yep.
They're making a smaller loop. So
same distance.
Yes.
But now in a loop form, and I think you go around it 4 times.
So because that's where they can lay out the snow that they have to make in order to pull this off. Kind of going along with that, Governor Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announcing today that a lot of Wisconsin businesses could be eligible for a federal disaster loan program if they've suffered losses because of this unusually mild winter.
Yeah.
So they're advocating for the U.S. Small Business Administration to confirm coverage would extend to businesses impacted by Wisconsin's mild weather. Then SBA has confirmed they'll consider business losses from the recent low snowfalls over the winter months to be related to the drought and make them eligible for assistance. They're also, the governor and Tammy Baldwin, encouraging Wisconsinites, and we've talked about this, to support Wisconsin businesses as much as you can the remainder of the season, even if you can't snowmobile or if you've had reservations at a resort, go up anyway.
Go up anyways. Take a walk around the nature. You're still going to be in a beautiful area.
Yeah, you can go for hikes. You can.
There's still restaurants.
Go to a supper club.
Yeah.
They're really, really struggling.
Yeah, we get it that you're going to take a vacation. We get it. You had plans, but you can still make plans. You can just make adjustments and you're going to be helping people and it's going to be wonderful. And maybe you make a memory or two that's really cool. That's based off of the fact that you decided, oh, you know what? We can't go snowboarding. Let's go on a long hike. Let's check out the Birkebeiner. Let's do, there's opportunities to support and to, you know, patronize these businesses.
Governor Evers said today the lack of snow we've experienced so far has had serious economic impacts, especially in the northern counties. In partnership with Senator Baldwin, my administration, working with the Federal Small Business Administration, and their efforts successful. I encourage all eligible businesses to apply for these loans as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be different deadlines.
Yeah.
Wisconsin counties could be covered by multiple declarations, but the latest available application deadline, again, if you're a business in Bayfield or Douglas County, you have to apply by April 8th. In Sheboygan County, by April 15th. Burnett, Kenosha, Racine counties, by April 29th. Barron, Brown, Calumet, Chippewa, Clark, Dunn, Eau Claire, Outagamie, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, Rusk, St. Croix, Sawyer, Washburn, Waupaca, Winnebago, apply by May 6th. And then you have until May 13th for Ashland, Langlade, Lincoln, Marathon, Menominee, Oconto, Shawano, Taylor counties. So,
and just in case you don't write that quickly, I will place this article on the show notes, and it's right in the article when you need to apply, if you need to apply.
Yep. So when you go to civicmedia.us.
A beautiful website.
It is a great website. And you click on shows and go to Matt and Air on Air.
Yes.
And then you click on today's episode.
Hour two.
And then all of the stuff and the links to articles that we've talked about will be there, including this press release that tells you when these deadlines are.
Can I take a slight side note? Side trip.
Of course.
Speaking of going to the website, clicking on the links, on there you'll also find our social media handles. We are on X or Twitter or whatever you're calling it. We're also on Instagram. We want to build a following before we really start posting. So if you are on Facebook, you are on Twitter, you're on Instagram, pick up your phone right now, as long as it's safe to do it. Yes. You're not driving. If you can follow us on those social media websites, it's all Matt and Air on Air.
Yep.
And we'd love to have you as a follower, start posting things, doing polls to see what you all are thinking, to like talk about them on the air. But yeah, that also goes a long way, as well as subscribing to the show as a podcast and reviewing that show as a podcast.
And you can subscribe to the whole network on YouTube.
Heck yeah, you can.
As well. Super easy. I figured out how to do it. You can figure out how to do it.
I am going to leave that as a statement.
One of the other reasons why I wanted to bring this up, because I believe it was just yesterday that we were talking about what Tammy Baldwin has done for Wisconsin.
Duh.
and what Tammy Baldwin has brought to Wisconsin in forms of help for, I mean, she just, the bridge, the Blotnick Bridge in Lake Superior, joining Superior with Duluth.
Yeah.
Different things she's brought home for Wisconsin's agriculture and Wisconsin's farmers. Different things she's brought home for veterans in Wisconsin. She's been, I think, very successful. And my question remains, how is Eric Hovde and the Republican Party going to attack her? What are they going to attack her on? So here's something that I found. Greg Mock. Eric Hovde thinks the country is too divided. Quote, we have to set the red jerseys and blue jerseys, and we all have to put on red, white, and blue jerseys. We have major global threats all over the world, as well as internal problems. Look at China and what they may do, the battles with Russia and in Israel. We have to come together and focus on our real problems instead of being at an internal war with each other. And that's not something Baldwin has done. She's been in this seat for 12 years. She had another 14 years in Congress before that. That's 26 years in Congress. She marches in lockstep with Biden and the extreme left. She's not a uniter. She works hard at dividing people.
Let's stop. You know what, people? Listen to me. This is my impression of Eric Hovde. I am a Wisconsin landowner. I have a very nice mustache. I'm about the red, white, and blue. Put down those red jerseys. Put down those blue jerseys. We are red, white, and blue through and through. We shouldn't be fighting each other. We shouldn't be divided. We should be working together. And that's why, because Tammy Baldwin's the worst, most divisive person ever on the face of this earth. She is bad for America, loves Biden, and hates puppies. Vote Eric Hovde, 2024.
It's a start.
Why would you, first of all, AI wrote that.
You think so?
There's no blood in that. There's no passion in that. It was, every Republican talking point, throw a dart. It'll appear on the press release and in that order. It was so just, there's nothing about it that was interesting about those words.
I just don't know how you sell that she is a divider.
Well,
again, when you look at all the things she has brought to the state of Wisconsin, which, from my understanding, don't only benefit Democrats. Right?
Last time I checked, she is a senator for all Wisconsinites.
And the money she's bringing back to Wisconsin is also for all Wisconsinites.
In the billions.
As Tony Zimmerman pointed out on the live stream, $1 billion for that bridge, yeah, with a B. $1 billion.
But that's just it, though. They're not.
So then do you try and frame her as this? She's this crazy Democrat spender?
Yeah.
Just crazy, giving out too much money and taking money away from hardworking Americans.
Taking your tax dollars and using it for all sorts of weird things. You mean like bridges? I don't know about that. I mean, that's the problem is there's just a group of people who will never vote for Tammy Baldwin. That's, of course, just like there's a group of people who will never vote for Ron Johnson.
True.
You don't really need to appeal to them. They're never going to vote for her.
The nevers. Yeah.
What you have to do now is you have to whip up enough fury among the people who aren't as involved, who say things like the economy sucks and they know nothing about the economy. They just know that, quote unquote, the economy sucks. Tammy Baldwin is a big spending Democrat, but they don't do any of the research. They don't look into it. They don't see what money she's bringing in or spending or why. So Eric Hovde is writing the most baseless, basic press release.
Biteless.
And contradicts himself in the text. He's talking about how you need to be united and Tammy Baldwin's is a divisive person. You could have written that and said, we need to be divided. And I think I can do a better job of that than Tammy Baldwin. It was easy. I just did it right here. Done. There's your press release.
Dexter from the 608 listening on WRCE. The party that has done the most dividing tends to put their hands on their hips and about how divided we are.
Tisk.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's, again, I think Tammy Baldwin's ads write themselves.
Yeah.
They do.
I mean, just show, she literally, the newer expression, oh, she brought the receipts. It could just be a commercial of receipts of the things she has done. Eric Hovde has done, and this is, I think you said it, Pat said it, this is Tim Michaels 2.0.
Absolutely.
You got a dude from another state who's rich, and now he's saying, well, I can do it better.
Because I'm a businessman.
Wisconsinites do not, that as my uncle says, that dog don't hunt.
844-967-2789 if you ever want to call and or text or leave a comment on the live stream when we return. An update from the Guinness Book of World Records, people. This is Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Allball Show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the March protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Bonsoir.
Oh, ho, ho.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the surgeon of sound, Calvin, is on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY! Or leave a comment on the live stream. And if you're looking for a party, you should watch on the live stream. There's always a lot of fun going on over there. We are going to talk to Katie Oyelschlager at 11:33 from Think Positively about dog training tips. It is National Pet Appreciation Day. Mm-hmm. So if you have questions for Katie, I would suggest that you text him in now or get things together so you can call when she joins us after 11:33. We had been talking about an announcement from Governor Evers that he and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin working on getting some small business loan help available for the businesses up north that are really struggling because of the lack of snow. And we started talking about what are the Republicans going to run against Tammy Baldwin? What is their big argument on why she's so terrible? And Eric Hovde essentially said she's a divider. That's it. She's a divider.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Jim from Appleton who did text this in yesterday. I told you so yesterday about them claiming that she's a divider. Now wait for the gay bashings to start. I give it about another month.
I
don't know, Jim. I don't know if that will fly, if that's going to work for them.
It's never worked in the past. And the most that Eric Hovde and his campaign could ever do would say something to the effect of, Eric Hovde believes in traditional family values. He believes in the family.
Okay.
That's as far as bashing as he can go. If there's going to be real problematic language coming through, that's going to come through PACs. That's going to come through other people, but it will not come from the Hovde, because it just will not do him well, because her relationship status, her orientation has never been on the table, because she hasn't kept it private, but she hasn't made it a thing. And we now live in a time where you look more like the jerk, the divisive jerk.
Yes.
If you make a big overwhelming thing about it. But yeah, my guess, it'll be Eric Hovde saying, and I believe in traditional American values.
That's a good point. Wes from Middleton, listening in Madison on WMDX. Hey, we already have a senator that lives in Florida. Why would we want to replace our only locally based senator with a carpetbagger from Orange County?
Yeah.
That is actually a really good point, Wes.
And then finally, a request from Donna in DeForest. Could you please spell Matinair on Air for us? We'll help us find your social media. Sorry, no. Do it yourself.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Stop.
Matinair is spelled the following: Matinair, and then on air like traditional, Onair. Matinair, Matinair.
It looks wrong, but it's actually
it right. Looks French.
It does look French. Speaking of French, all right, let's move on. We talked about this. Was this last week, Greg?
The original story was last week.
We told you about this poor Frenchman, Mr. Plaud, who spent eight years to build a model of the Eiffel Tower out of 706,900 matches, only to have it disqualified by the Guinness people because they were the wrong kind of matches.
They were like, I fart in your general direction. Poof, poof, poof.
Thank you, Monty Python. He began building the tower by cutting off the red sulfur tops off of commercial matches, because it's a fire hazard.
Mm-hmm.
But he soon realized that was going to take him forever if he had to do 800,000 matchsticks one at a time and just deheading them.
Yeah.
So he contacted the matchmaker and they sent him kilos of plain wooden matches.
Yeah.
So he could build his model.
Just sticks, basically.
Yeah.
Just sticks.
But the right size, apparently the correct size. But he was later told that his 7-foot-tall recreation of the Eiffel Tower was rejected because only commercially available matches qualify for a record breaker. However,
But
Thursday, they changed their minds.
Yeah.
Mark McKinley from Guinness World Records says the organization is really excited to be able to approve it. We're happy to be able to admit we were a little bit too harsh on the type of matches needed in this attempt. And Richard's attempt truly is officially amazing. They're hoping now to put the matchstick Eiffel Tower on display in Paris in time for the Olympics in July.
That would be amazing.
It really would.
And for the first time, I'm actually seeing it.
It's astonishing.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's 7.9 meters. I'm sorry, it's 23 feet tall.
Yeah. You're like, okay, this is America. We don't do meters.
Yeah. 23 feet tall.
Yep. 706,900 matches, 23 kilograms of glue. That's nearly 51 pounds.
Of glue.
Of glue. And, you know, I just imagine him calling saying, yeah, I need match sticks without the heads on them. They're like, okay, I guess we'll just send you a bunch of unfinished
sticks. We'll send you a bunch of sticks.
Why did you do this? Because I didn't want to set my house on fire.
Or set my structure on fire that it took me 8 years to build.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Well done, Mr. Ploud.
Monsieur Ploud.
Well, very, very happy for you.
Richard. Sorry, I don't
know. Is his name Richard?
Richard, yeah.
Okay.
Richard Ploud.
Richard Ploud. If you're going to be heading to the Olympics in Paris in July, hopefully you'll be able to take a look at it. And I hope they will rope it off so people don't go in and break off little pieces.
What are you talking about?
Because people are naughty.
Well, people are naughty, but they'll have the proper security. And if they don't, then Monsieur Richard Ploud shall sue them. Sorry.
Go after them.
Can't stop doing the fright.
We're going to have to.
Maurice Chevalier was one of my biggest influences.
Going to have to let. And Pepe Le Pew. Yeah. News is on the way next. We will have an entertainment update with the one and only Pete Schwabba. And just a reminder as well that all this week, starting tomorrow, Todd Alba going to be live broadcasting from the Buzz of the North, WBZH, during Berkey Week. That is noon to 3 tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. And if you want actual updates from the event itself, this coming Saturday during James Santel Morning Cannoli Show here on WAUK from 9 to 11, we're going to have updates from the Berkey in Cable, Wisconsin. Because again, even though they're struggling for snow, the race must go on.
Can I read one live stream thing here?
Absolutely.
This is a very nice one from Carmela Menno. I took your advice, Greg. I'm watching you on the FB live stream. What a different experience watching you as opposed to just listening to you. My image of Greg was nothing like I thought. I pictured a clean-cut Greg. I'm not disappointed with the beard, but I closed my eyes and still have an image of Greg firmly planted in my mind's eye, clean-cut and funny. LOL. I adore you guys and enjoy your show, and I'm happy you are building up the Civic Media Network.
Thank you, Carmela.
I appreciate that.
Yes, so very, very much.
I'm a very beardy man.
He is a beardy man. All right, when we return, we're talking dog training tips. Katie Oilschlager is going to be here from Think Positively. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Much of saturated California faces a threat of more flooding with winter storms blowing through. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Kara Finstrom.
Crews with Rescue Engine 23, they responded to the Oakview Post Office where the parking lot flooded. They brought in big pumps, drafted that waterway. Fortunately, the mail was safe. The water never got inside.
Two men have been charged with murder in the deadly shooting at last week's Kansas City Chiefs parade. CBS's Charlie DeMar is in Kansas City.
The suspects are being held on $1 million bond. The new charges are in addition to the charges filed last week against two juveniles.
A ransomware service provider that's targeted more than 2,000 systems across the globe, including hospitals here in the U.S., with demands for hundreds of millions of dollars, is taken down by U.S. officials.
The LockBit website said it was under law enforcement control. The feds have broken up arguably one of the world's most prolific ransomware rings.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane, CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are trying again to cut state income taxes by $2 billion. The state Senate passed a package yesterday that lowers taxes on people earning as much as $150,000 a year. Retirees would pay no state income taxes. Governor Evers vetoed two Republican tax cuts last year. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative map say they'll make elections this year more competitive. Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
These are fair maps. If Republicans win a statewide election, they're going to win a majority in the legislature. If Democrats win a statewide election, we've got a shot at a majority. That's a shot we haven't had for more than a decade.
Once in office, Governor Evers says lawmakers on both sides will be incentivized to find middle ground. Evers signed new district boundaries into law Monday, a step that effectively ends a lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Expect partly cloudy skies here at the overnight, upper 20s by sunrise and light winds. On Wednesday, a mix of sunshine and high clouds with highs in the upper 40s. Plenty of clouds Wednesday night with lows in the upper 20s. Currently 26 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
If anyone knows what's on tap, It's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Who let the dogs out?
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. It is National Pet Appreciation Day, and we're really excited to have our next guest join us. She is the owner of Think Positively in the Waukesha area. Katie, I hope I'm saying your last name right. Katie Oilschlager.
You got it right.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. When I reached out to you, Katie, I had mentioned that Greg and his wife got a new puppy about 6 months ago, and I haven't had to deal with a puppy in a long time, and we talk about this frequently, about tips and tricks and things you should do. And if people have questions, give us a call. If you have a question for Katie, maybe she'll have a suggestion. If you have an animal training problem, issue, or whatever, again, at 844-967-2789. Katie, what is the biggest mistake people make when they first get a dog?
When they first get a puppy, I think the first mistake that they make is just socializing them. They think socialization is socializing with other dogs. And socializing means that socializing in any type of environment. So you want the dog to be comfortable in your home, have, you know, something, using treats just to relax. Once they are comfortable in your home, taking that on the road. So that could be in your backyard. It could be at a friend's house. And you want to just start gradually socializing to new environments, sights, and sounds. It doesn't mean that they have to be social with every dog, but we want to just go ahead and make sure the dog is really comfortable traveling in a car, going to new places, so that throughout the dog's whole entire life, because some of these dogs are going to be with them for 15 years,
yep,
that they are socialized well to and generalized well to lots of different environments. So socialization does not mean always with other dogs that you have to seek out. Some dogs don't want to be social with other dogs, and
absolutely,
that's okay.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. But you're talking about people and taking them to parks and taking them in the car, yeah, and just, you know, maybe somebody else's house and, you know, playing in someone, correct, else's yard, right?
Correct. And it just could just be you and the dog getting treats, getting their favorite toy, and you're doing yourself a big favor for the dog's whole life that they spend with you. So that they truly are that companion.
Katie Oilschlager is our guest. She's the owner of the dog training company called Think Positively, which I absolutely love. Katie, when I got my first dog, and this is many, many years ago, the day after we got him, we lived on the second floor of a flat with a big front porch, outside porch. And before I was taking the dog to the vet, I was brushing him out, and I let the fuzz go in the breeze, and he screamed. Wiggled away from me and crawled underneath the railing and ran right off the porch after the fuzz.
Okay.
And hit the ground and broke his leg. And I'm like, I killed him. We just got him. I killed him. And then I proceeded to spoil him so badly. And I loved that dog, but he was not a well-behaved dog. Do people make that mistake a lot?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they think that, again, you know, the important piece is to go ahead and get the training started as young as they can and keep up on the training. It's just like us. We educate ourselves. Exercise and education with the puppies or the dogs are very important. So it doesn't always have to mean sit down, but even just trick training. So keep them learning and growing, and they'll be the well-behaved dog in your household. So I always really piggyback education with exercise and finding that exercise for that dog. You will do yourself a favor for the dog's education and their behavior in your household.
Proud puppy papa. Greg, do you have a question for Katie?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so Maybelle is 6 months old, and we, you know, at this point we have a crate, and crating is kind of been challenging. And I sort of want to say, all right, let's just start over. Well, because we put her in there for, you know, a little bit. And then she, the first time she was in there, she was great. She was actually in there for 25 minutes. She didn't say a word. She didn't do anything. And we were like, oh, this is going to be amazing. The next time we did it, 3 minutes in, she was wailing.
Okay.
What is a proper path to crating from very beginning to, all right, this is her safe space. She loves going in there. We can close the door and she'll spend all night there and be good to go.
Yeah. Crates are very, very important for the dog's lifetime. Not just when they're young, you know, a puppy or adult dog, because they teach various different skills, like not barging out of doors, boundary training, but making it a fun place and their, what I call their million dollar home.
Yeah.
So important. I use food. I will put their food in. Don't shut the crate door. Make it a game. Everything that we do with crates are a game. So gotcha. I toss their cookies in. Don't shut the door on her. Let her go in. Let her go out. Let her think that it's just a game of in and out, in and out, in and out. And then I put her food dish in there. Let her eat her food dish. The door is open. And so it just becomes a habitual or a happy place every day that's part of your routine. Then as she's getting comfortable, give her her chew. Let her have her chew in there. Let her leave the door open and shut the door so that you're making it a game throughout the day so that when you really do shut the door, she has something that she can lick on. So licky mats or slow feeder bowl or a good bone like a no hide or a bully stick that she can, when you're, of course, home, go ahead and engage with. But playing those games, we do at our school a lot of crate games so that the dogs like confinement when you're home and when you're not home. The other thing is some dogs don't like the immediate confinement. And so I use things called exercise pens. And so they teach confinement, but they don't have a roof over the top.
Yeah.
And so they still have the door. And like right now I have a 17-week-old puppy. And so she'll be in the kitchen in that little X pen and chew on her bone. And it gives them a little bit more space, but not
free reign,
as much confinement as a crate. And so I balance those two out and I do short little increments with lots of motivational games so that sometimes I'll shut the door and call you out right away. Sometimes I'll shut the door and you're in there for 2 minutes. Sometimes it might be 20 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, like right now, our big thing is her travel crate, which we don't use as much anymore because she's very adept at, no worries, she likes the car. She likes being... But she will just she'll run into that crate and just jump in there and just stay there.
In the car?
Yeah, in the travel crate. She feels comfortable because we used to take her everywhere
in that.
Very, very protective. We're like, we can buckle it in. We can do all these things. And I just want her to love her actual crate the way she loves the travel crate.
Super. Then if she loves that travel crate, play a game in your house with the travel crate, and then now say we're going to go from the travel crate. Is the travel crate plastic and then the other crate wire?
The big one, the one that's in the house is wire. The other one is metal with like fabric.
Okay.
So they don't look alike. She can tell the difference.
Okay. Because sometimes dogs do have preference.
Yeah.
From wire crates to fabric crates to hard plastic crates.
Yeah.
And they like the hard plastic over the wire crate. So she might be specific to what she likes too. And that can, some dogs can have that preference. They like that. So I would just continue to play the games with her of going in. And I just, even when I'm watching TV, I throw treats in or they're just kibble. I just use their regular dog food.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're sitting next to me, I'll throw their kibble in, they go in, they go out, and it's just a game. And then they go in, I close the door, they're in there for a while, they'll get some more kibble while they're in there. Just teaching them how to relax right at my side, and it's not a big deal. And then you're going to come out, and then you increase on that.
Okay.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you have a question for Katie Oilschlager from Think Positively, Stephen from Green Bay, thank you for your patience, Stephen. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I actually have a couple, and I'm really glad you brought someone that is an expert with dogs, because I've kind of been banging my head, against the wall with this. So I have a husky, and I can't get him to come to me when I take him to the dog park. He kind of has a mind of his own and doesn't really like listening unless it's something he wants to do. So I was wondering what I can do to, like, train him to come to me. And then also, I was wondering how much exercise a husky should get. I know they are kind of high-intensity dogs, but I don't know exactly, like, to pinpoint how much exercise they should get every day.
Excellent.
Great question, Stephen. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Katie.
I'm going to touch on the exercise first, if you don't mind. So exercising for every dog, a lot of times people think leash walking is a form of exercise. It is. I mean, it gives us exercise, it gives them. But dogs really want to run and play. So does your dog like to go ahead and play with a toy? That would be my first thing. If the dog loves toys, I use the toy as a form of retrieve or fetch. If not, that's not a big deal. Then I use a long line. So they make those from 10 feet up to 100 feet.
Wow.
And I teach that, leaving the long line drag as long as you need to feel comfortable so that the dog can go ahead and run and bounce around in an open area, whether it be your backyard or a park, that you feel secure, that it won't run away. So we want to make sure it's the longer, the better. So a lot of times I recommend 100-foot line for people to use, and then find something that's really wow factored, that the dog will go ahead and either play with or engage with. So it could be food or toys. And if the dog is more food motivated, they have toys that you can keep food in and you can throw it out there. You want to obviously transfer the value inside in a low distracting environment, like the house, and play with that food toy inside the house. So you're tossing that toy out, letting them retrieve that, and getting that cookie out, and then reloading it. So you're teaching the dog to actually do sprint training on that long line, and that gets the dogs tired. So giving that type of form of exercise or swimming, retrieving and playing, I recommend a good 45 minutes to an hour of open up running for most dogs a day.
Yeah, and especially you've got a husky. Huskies are really high energy dogs, I know, and certainly for younger dogs. Younger dogs have so much energy, and when they don't get enough exercise, Katie, what can happen?
Lots of things. Like my border collie right now, she's outside, so you might hear a little barks in the back because she just came in from the house. They can chew up things in your house. They can have barking behaviors. You know, they can be unsettled. They can chase the cat. They can herd the kids. They can do all kinds of stuff. So, unwanted behaviors stem from lack of exercise because it's pent up energy.
Yeah. Lack of exercise and boredom, right? Because they're not stupid animals. They need some mental stimulation too. Katie, if people are listening and they would like to get in touch with you or find out more about Think Positively, how can they find you?
You can visit us on the web, www.thinkpositivedog.com, or they can email us at info@thinkpositivedog.com.
Katie We will get all the links in our show notes so people can find you. Thank you so very, very much for joining us on this National Pet Appreciation Day. Katie Oilschlager with Think Positively. Thanks again, Katie. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Have a good day.
You as well. Stay close. One more segment to go. You're listening to Matt Nair on air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Thank you so very much for joining Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Kelby on Sweet the board. Kelby. Live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and to Twitter. Shout out if you're listening in Green Bay. Thanks again for joining us on WGBW. Busy, busy show today, Greg Bach.
It was, I would say, jam-packed.
It was very, very busy. Brian, Fancy Brian Kelly was here.
Oh, my God.
And Katie Oilslager just left us with Think Positively Dog Training. And we were also talking earlier this hour about the tack that the Republicans are going to take when it comes to running Eric Hovde against Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah.
And what can they use as leverage, because she's actually accomplished quite a bit for the state of Wisconsin, and I would say not just for Democrats, but for Republicans and independents as well.
Some would say for all Wisconsinites.
Some would say that, yes. So Donna in DeForest, listening here on WAUK, says, I suspect the GOP strategy is to attack the Democrats on their best qualities. For example, John Kerry was a legitimate war hero in Vietnam, a good thing, but they made that into a scandal, and the word swift boating was coined to describe this kind of false attack on a candidate. I remember it like it was yesterday, Nana.
Yep.
Tammy Baldwin is the opposite of divisive, so they will try to attack that quality and just say she's the opposite. And Donna mentions as well that Trump attacked John McCain for being a POW.
He called him a loser.
And got cheered for it.
I mean,
and got cheered for it.
That goes back to what we were talking about earlier with regard to congressional members leaving in droves. You are now part of a party that cheers the public embarrassment of a legit war hero.
Yeah, it's shocking. Yeah. Texter from the 262, the verbal attacks upon Tammy Baldwin and all of the other liberals is just a small piece of the GOP war plan. Add in flamethrowers like Jim Jordan, MTG, and many others, just with over-the-top lies. They have declared their own war against all who disagree with them. You are absolutely right. That's why Mike Gallagher is leaving.
Yeah.
That's why we have so many other House Republicans are like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. I'm out.
And what will be interesting to see, because this happened when John Boehner left, and Kevin McCarthy made a mention, too, when he said that when I look at the Democratic Party, I see America. When I look at our party, I see the most exclusive golf
country club
in the
yeah.
nation. It'll be interesting to see what those Republicans leaving office will say on the record once out of office, because they usually open up and they're a little more honest, a little more critical of their party and what's going on. And you get a nice little look into the backstage chaos that is the GOP in Washington.
Or are they all just going to keep it to themselves until they release their book?
I mean, yes, no, that's what they'll do, but they'll go on interviews.
But by then it's too late.
No, I mean, like, for their book interviews.
No, I understand, but Maybe Mike Gallagher's been working on the early drafts for a while, because in order for this to affect any difference before the 2020 election, they better get going.
I mean, for all we know, Mike Gallagher is going to take off, do his thing, sit on boards, make money, do interviews, and then, oh, Mike Gallagher for governor.
You got a point there.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yep.
One other thing I wanted to remind folks about, if you go to YouTube and you subscribe to our YouTube channel,
yep,
we not only have the whole show that you can watch in two different parts, hour one and hour two, but our very talented colleagues at Civic will break things down into shorter shorts, they're called.
Shorts.
Shorts. And we have a short with one of our guests from last Friday. It was retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson, mm-hmm. Was here at the, from 11:30 until 12 last Friday, talking about what it is going to mean if the United States withdraws from NATO. And as of today, it's got almost 8,000 views. And I am delighted by this, because I think it is so critically, critically important that people understand the ramifications of allowing Vladimir Putin to roll over and into and take over Ukraine. And subsequently, if Trump would get in office again, and he said this during his first term, he wants to withdraw from NATO.
Yes.
If you know someone, or if you are curious about this, again, our guest was a retired brigadier general in the U.S. Army for over 30 years, and he told us repeatedly, I'm a Republican. I am not some crazy liberal loony.
Yeah.
I'm a Republican, and I have been all of my life, and this is dangerous, and this is why it's dangerous.
Yeah, you can find those shorts on and the interviews on YouTube. You can go to civicmedia.us, subscribe to the show as a twice a day podcast,
and it'll download for you.
You can pick the option that automatically downloads new episodes to your phone or your device. I mean, there's all different ways to take this in, whether you go to the website, whether you go to the app is free. So download it. And that one is also going to get a refresh, as well as with the website that just got a new look to it. So, you know, we want you to listen. We want you to be part of this, engage like people are doing on the live stream right now, calling in and texting. We've made it very simple for you to talk to us, and we want to talk to you, and we appreciate every single one of you for texting and calling and supporting the kind words.
Oh, so that makes so much difference. It really does. And if you have any questions, and I know it's tough to spell, and we're going to work about it on a different email address, I think, for me, but it's MATENAER, all, and then on air. So it's Matt Nair on air. If you want to find us on all the social medias, or if you want to send an email, you can send it again to Matt Nair, MATENAER, Matt Nair on air at civicmedia.us.
Good show today.
It was a great show.
Energetic.
Today. It was. Lots going on. News is coming up next, followed by the one and only Todd Father, the great Todd Alba. Thank you so very much, as Greg already said, for listening and for calling and for texting. It makes our job so enjoyable, and it really means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay with us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt
Nair.
You're
listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.